And if I keep doing that, there's a good chance that he won't see me drunk. You promised me that, right? I was current with my mom and my dad when they died. I was current with them.
I also got my mom sober. She got dementia. And her boyfriend... her boyfriend remembered that the doctor told her she could have two drinks, that two drink thing. It's just a fallacy. And told her she could have two drinks a day. And so he made sure she did. And so then when I got her into a facility, they're like, oh, we have this little happy hour, they can have wine. No, my mother's, she can't. She's horribly allergic to alcohol. And I wish I wrote that day down, because that was her sobriety date. You know, I got her sober. I tried to get my brother sober. And I used to bail him out of jail and stuff. And through a series of miracles, I went back to Boston after my uncle died. And he got arrested again. I used to bail him out. And, you know, my mother called, go bail him out. I'm not doing that today. I don't do that today, Mom. The next day, I went over and I just told him my story. I just shared my story. That's it. I didn't lecture and, you know, you need to do this and blah, blah, blah. And that was the last day of his drink. You know, that was his last drink. And he doesn't come here. And I'm like, you know, you need to either drink or come here. Because you're not a lot of fun to be around. And God love him. Crispy, crispy, crispy. And God love him. I do love him, you know. I love him. I love everybody that's out. And, you know, the miracles, you know, and I left big books in my, you know, my different roommates. I go, you know, and they're alcoholic, and I'm putting a big book under their bed and under their pillow. There's literature, you know, when they're out drinking. One of my roommates went through a windshield, and I sat up and took the glass out of her face. And then I was on a mission to get her sober. So, you know, Patty, if you're here, I'm glad you made it. It had nothing to do with me and that literature. I'm probably on your fourth step. That literature that I left everywhere, you know, and I would do that, you know, because I was born again when I got here. And today I just try to be an example, right? I try to be an example of this thing. And I try to be of service when I'm asked to be of service. And this really isn't my thing, right? This terrifies me. And I got to tell you, you know, I was sitting next to Scott and, you know, the steering committee, thank you. Thank you for putting this thing on and all your work that you did behind the scenes, in front of the scenes. Thank you. You know, and I was talking to Scott, a past delegate. Thank you. The delegates and the people that go above the group level, all the way up to world service, right? Because it's not my thing, and someone has to do it. Someone has to do it, right? Right, for the hand of AA to be here, right? And I am just in awe, and my sponsor's delegate, she's a past delegate, and you know, I thank her every day for being of service like that, right? And we all do what we need to do. We're all of service. If you just come in here and you sit in your chair, you're being of service, you know? You're being a service. And you just tell someone, you know, hold out your hand, say hello. You're being a service. Thank you. And anyway, I want to thank you for this opportunity, Bill. You know, I don't know. But I do want to thank you for letting me be a service. And Lisa, and everybody in this room. And everybody in this room. And I love Hawaii. I love Hawaii. Thank you. Aloha.